prayer. So I became a member of a group, Progressive Vaishnavism, on Facebook a while ago. And somebody asked, what does it mean, Progressive Vaishnavism? And maybe we should start with, what does Vaishnavism mean? Who is Vaishnava? A devotee, as we say. Now, to some that is probably obvious and they have the answer, but there may be different answers when you look a little closer. Someone may think a Vaishnava is one who is a member of a Vaishnava congregation group or like that society and has a bona fide Vaishnava guru and so on. Another one may think, oh, to be a Vaishnava devotee of Krishna, then it's mainly about following all the principles and rules and be strict and chant the prescribed number of rounds and all of those things. And if you can't do that, then you're not a real proper devotee Vaishnava. Then if you're new to it, you're an aspiring Vaishnava. If you're an old one who couldn't keep up with that, then you're a fallen or ex-Vaishnava or something. And so on. They can be different, you know, you have to have the proper philosophical understanding, read the right books and be able to speak, quote them and whatever. Or all of them. Or, well, someone who dresses like a Vaishnava. And the dhoti and the sari and the beads and the sika and the tilak and all of that. Or behaves like it. Or as in the days when I joined, all of those at once, including living in a temple, not outside, because then you are blooped. So, I mean, I don't know what standards there are today for who is a Vaishnava. But then Prabhupada says that all the rules and principles and this and that are included in one simple, single rule. And which I would say is what a Vaishnava is to always remember Krishna, always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. And if someone says, no, that's not enough, you have to do it in the right way. But Prabhupada says that. He writes it in the Nectar of Devotion. So it's really about, if you think now about that, it's really about being Krishna conscious. And everything else is subservient to that and supportive of that, meant to bring about such Krishna consciousness. And of course, it sounds simple, and it is simple. But maybe to some it seems too simple. And what about this and that and the rules and the regulations and the hard work and services and the pacta bona fide, this and that, and the philosophy? And of course it's all there, but again, it's only there to help us, you and me, to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And if they don't, if you find yourself a neurotic wreck, just working like mad to keep up with all the things that you think you have to do and be in order to be accepted as a Vaishnava, so that you don't even have time to think of Krishna, at all, almost, during the day, then, well, it's possible, really, to miss the point. And the point here is Krishna. So, I'm mainly saying this, not that we should not think that, I don't need to care about anything that Prabhupada taught us, the lifestyle and this and that, and the rules he gave. But for two reasons. One is that we should keep that essence in focus, the very core and the purpose. Because it's kind of the secret, well, open secret, to what Vaishnavism is. Vaishnavism is not about those things, that kind of paths that Buddhists or Mayavadis, impersonalists or yogis on that level take, which is mainly about renunciation and austerity and all of that. It's about Krishna consciousness and devotion and love, and also thus to the devotees of Krishna. So when I speak here and now, I'm just speaking to everyone who is, who wants to be such a devotee, and I don't care what dress you have, which group you belong to, what guru you have or no guru, or this or that. I only care about you and I trying to be Krishna conscious, God conscious. And when we have that focus, that way of looking at Krishna conscious and being a Vaishnava devotee, and I'd say we are also able to see everyone as a devotee, because we all are parts and parcels of Krishna, and someone may have their understanding of God through Christianity or Islam or whatever. But it's, of course, the same God, and it's, of course, essentially about being a devotee of God, right? So we can see that in other people and not see their external appearance or group belonging then you can appreciate someone who has even a tinge of that devotion, as Prabhupada did, when does. I know, I just saw a documentary about the Mormon preachers, that the missionaries that they send out all over the world to try to bring in more members of the Mormon church. And I thought about our missionary work that I was doing all the time. I still consider myself doing, but in a different way. Because it used to be, and I guess for many it is, and that's all right, about bringing in new members to the group, to the society, the organization. Now, that can be done by two reasons. One is that you really want those people to be happy, as Prabhupada wanted. That's why he started this whole movement. But it can also be because you need collectors and workers and pot washers and all of that to run the whole show. And I remember finding myself as a preacher. And feeling a bit uncomfortable with that. Why am I sitting here speaking to these people? Is it just to recruit, or is it to give Krishna consciousness to those people so they can be happy? And, well, if you ask me, that's where I am these days. I'm not a recruiter for any group or anything, and I'm not trying to start my own. And I say that to all missionaries and preachers, no matter what religion you are from. And it's all right, go out there and talk about God and the love of God and all of that, because that's what it's all about. But if you do it just to help those people become God conscious for them, not for some leaders in an organization, then I would say that's what it's really about. And then you can relate to just about anyone. If those Mormon kids came knocking on my door, I could sit down and talk to them about God and how to be God conscious, and they could talk to me about how to be God conscious, and hopefully we could inspire each other rather than me trying to win them, convert them to my side, and they trying to convert me to their side. So for me, this is what progressive Vaishnavism is. And if you have your idea about it, then it would be nice to hear about that too.